Transport. The Kenya Ports Authority has acquired 3 new ship-to-shore cranes for the Lamu port, worth Kesh's $4 billion aimed at boosting transshipment business across the country's northern corridor. Speaking to the media during the launch of the 3 ultra-modern state-of-the-art cranes at the Kilalana Port, KPA Managing Director Captain William Ruto stated that the 3 cranes would increase the port's capacity to handle any shipment coming from the Middle East or China. The KPA MD further revealed that the authority would also be importing 4 rubber tire gantry cranes that would further aid in ensuring the Lamu port's efficiency in handling transshipment business. The arrival of the 3 state-of-the-art Superpost Panamax ship-to-shore (STS) gantry cranes aboard a heavy loader carrier MV Zhen Hua 24 will position the port of Lamu as a transshipment hub. The KPA MD further hailed the move to bring in the ship-to-shore cranes as a milestone in ensuring the viability of the LAPSSET project and the Northern Corridor is realized. The national government is committed to ensuring the security of the LAPSSET corridor is achieved. He added that adequate personnel and resources have been dispersed in ensuring investor confidence is maintained. He further said that Ethiopia and South Sudan have both voiced their commitment in using the Lamu port as well as the Northern Corridor, with plans already underway to rehabilitate parts of the LAPSSET road that were previously affected by rains. The port of Lamu is the first component of the Lamu Port South Sudan-Ethiopia Transport, LAPSSET, corridor project is envisioned to have 23 berths, already 3 berths with a draft of 17.5 meters and turning bay of 500 meter have been completed. Since the first berth was operationalized in 2021, has been handling transshipment cargo destined for Mozambique, Tanzania, Zanzibar, Seychelles, Comoros and Madagascar, containerized and bulk cargo as well as motor vehicle. The country has received praises for the operationalism of Lamu's first 3 berths from the Republic of South Sudan and Federal Democratic Republic of Ethiopia.